Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Monday afternoon, we are going to explore this gorgeous island of ours and all it has to offer. Maybe you have a weekend that's unaccounted for this summer and you're looking for inspiration. If you have no desire to get on a flight, whatever the reason, I'm sure this will get you in the mood for travel. Every week on a Monday afternoon at this time, I'm joined by somebody to hear about their favourite type of Irish holiday. We're going to explore whale watching, the best hiking spots in the country. If you're thinking of hiring a boat, if you want to go camping, glamping, or you're looking for a unique place to stay, we will have the recommendations for you. Actually, if you have suggestions, or maybe you're in the tourism industry and you have somewhere that you'd like to give a shout out to today, do let me know. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. But Niamh Maher, who many of you might know from online and social as Exploring Ireland, is with me in studio today. Because Niamh, that's something you've been doing for some time. You kind of exclusively holiday in Ireland.
Yes, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I've basically been exclusively travelling around Ireland for almost 10 years now. It started out partially due to for health reasons. I started the page because I had a chronic illness.
Okay.
I was actually housebound and it started as kind of an inspiration to get back out. And it's kind of grown from there. It helped me get back out, get my life back. And yeah, I've just been from there trying to inspire people to explore here more.
Yeah, and there's lots of things. There's loads of amazing places to see in Ireland. We often just don't nearly know where to go.
Yes, there's so many hidden gems. Like, I'm still always in awe of places that I find. But I suppose today, we're looking at beaches and sea.
We are, because I know for a lot of people who maybe are holidaying in Ireland, you know, if they've kids in particular, they love to go sea swimming. And if you're not going abroad and you want the beach, sea swimming is a big part of people's holidays. So you've been looking at some of the best places, recommendations, good value places to send some of our listeners. We're going to start in Dublin, though. What have you got for us?
So in Dublin, I couldn't go without mentioning Vico Baths.
Yeah.
It's the real Instagrammable spot to swim. People would know it from when Matt Damon and Harry Styles were over. They both visited there. I would probably suggest it's more of kind of a grown-up place to swim. You're going off steps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's an absolutely beautiful place to visit. It is stunning.
Lots to do as well when you're out there.
Yes. So nearby, I'd say there's about a 4 minute drive to Killiney Hill. You can go up Killiney Hill, look out over Dublin Bay, and then you could visit the Killiney Hill Tea Rooms. A lot of people and dog watching there.
Yeah,
it's an absolutely gorgeous spot to just sit down and waste an hour or two.
Yeah, very easily you could get lost out in Killiney for sure. What about Wicklow?
Wicklow, for any early risers, you could always go out to the Cove and join the Happy Pair crew for their sunrise swims. Right beside there, there's Fodsale Saunas. So if you're a bit tentative about the cold, you can get warmed up and jump between the two. And then also right beside it, there's Rise at the Cove, where you can drop in for a coffee and on a treat afterwards. Just
because that's the thing. Like, people now, I feel, when they're going on holidays, Niamh, they want, you know, like, I'm somebody, I like to have restaurants, you know, pubs, different things like that sought out before I go to a place, and I like to have things booked. So I know a big part of what you've been looking at is not just the leisure activity or the swimming or whatever people might do, but it's also give them an offering, opportunities, other things to do when they're in the area.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going for a swim, like, that's only one part of your day. You may as well just build other activities, places to eat in and around it. I've tried to put as many suggestions in here as I can.
And we will put this up actually too on our socials, I know, for
yes, and I'll add it to my page as well then today.
Your own childhood favourite?
Curraghloe. It is beautiful.
Wexford?
In Wexford, yeah. I spent my entire childhood going there for my summer holidays, in and out of the sea. People might know it from Saving Private Ryan. It was shot there. When I was a kid, was absolutely mind blown when we went down there and the film was actually being shot. So we saw Tom Hanks wandering by in his gear. But for there, it is a beautiful, like, white sandy beach. I would bring a picnic for that one. You're not going to want to leave.
Yeah. Stay on the beach for the day as long as you have the weather.
And towards the end of the beach, there's Ravenswood, which is a 6.5K loop walk through a nature reserve. It's beautiful. It's really tranquil. It's a lovely way to spend the day. And then to stay, there's a new place called Ravensport Resort.
Okay.
It's only recently opened. They're actually building a new Lynx golf course there. But I haven't actually stayed there myself yet, but it looks absolutely stunning and it's right in the heart of
Yeah, so if you're looking for somewhere handy near near Curraghcloe Beach. Cork is also on your list.
Yeah, Loch Hyne. It's a bit of a unique one. It's
Where is that?
It's just outside Skibbereen.
Okay.
And it's a seawater lake. So it actually goes with the tides. It's also a marine nature reserve. I went there and my mind was absolutely blown. It was
really
gorgeous. There's rolling hills all around it. We went in there for a dip. You can also go for walks up around the hills so you can get that view over the lake. It's absolutely beautiful there. And then when I went there, I asked Instagram, where should I go for a coffee?
Mm.
O'Neill Coffee was the one that came in time and time
in
again.
In Skibbereen?
Yes, in Skibbereen. So it's about a few minutes drive.
Yeah, if you want to have that
so
nearby.
Have a little bit of a warm up.
Do you think, like, are many people, when they're booking holidays in Ireland, is the beach still and sea swimming, is it still a big focus for them?
Yes, absolutely. And if you're travelling on your own, I would suggest kind of looking at Wild Swimming Ireland, the Facebook group.
Mm.
You can then connect with groups that are already going, so you're not going out on your own. There's that added bit of community and safety. But like anywhere I go, anytime I'm sea swimming, there's hordes of people there.
Yeah.
It's great to see people connecting with nature.
And for a lot of the beaches, I imagine it's the sort of the classic just change at your car, is it? Or down at the beach?
Yeah, pretty. Well, for most of them. In terms of that, I just get a poncho towel.
Yeah.
So you've got that extra
dry rope.
That extra bit of coverage. And it's just, you're a bit less nervous getting changed when you're out in nature.
We can't but mention Kerry.
Kerry, there's so many options, but particularly in terms for family, I would go to Ventry. It's about 10 minutes outside of Dingle. It's a gorgeous kind of secluded spot. It's really calm. And then you're on the Slayhead Drive. So there's so many things to do and places to see along there. You could go to Dunquin Pier. You could go to Cumanul. It's a beautiful beach, but there are very strong tides, so I wouldn't suggest getting in there. But
okay,
it's a gorgeous place to go and see.
Yeah, that's where the little bit of local knowledge comes in handy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd always ask locals if it's somewhere that I haven't been before and I'm not sure of. And then, as well as that, you can visit the Blasket Islands. I have climbed Mount Brandon. Absolutely gorgeous views from the top of that. It's stunning. And then, food-wise, My Boy Blue in Dingle is amazing for brunch. If you just want a coffee, Bean in Dingle.
Yeah.
And then if you fancy a pint, you can go to Dick Mac's, and outside the back they have a food truck called Quash where you can get a toasty.
I was there on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Yeah, Dingle
lovely.
Is a great spot.
It's so
absolutely
nice.
Brilliant.
You can't beat it.
Listener says Loch Dan and Wicklow was also a must for your recommendations. An absolutely gorgeous spot. Can't say I know it.
Loch Dan
in Wicklow.
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine has a cabin down there. I used to visit it when I was in college
and go
for swims. It's a beautiful place.
Clare is another place that a lot of our listeners are mentioning too.
Yes, for Clare, I would visit Clahan. I don't know if I would class it as a family spot. It's quite rocky, a bit slippy. You have to go in off a ladder. But if you're a family based just down the road, there's Lahinch Beach. They have the gorgeous beach there, lifeguards on duty. So if you're going as a family, I'd go there. If you're looking for a bit of peace and just being
child
on
free.
Your own, I would go to Clahan. And then in terms of things to do, the Cliffs of Moher is just down the road. And then for food, if you're looking for kind of a heartier meal, I'd go to Vaughan's Anchor Inn. If you're looking for something brunchy, I'd go to Dodie's in Lahinch.
Okay. Kilkenny is the other place you've on your list too.
Yeah, so that's kind of well known now for the pollicles. And June from, I can't think of her name.
That's okay.
She has kind of made it popular. It's really busy.
Yeah.
Great for different times of day because basically the pollicles fill in.
June Curtin, one of our listeners, has reminded
me.
Yeah.
And if the tide goes out, you still have them there. They're sheltered. The kids can jump in and out.
Perfect
it's a lovely
place to go.
Spot.
Listener is wondering, do you know anywhere where you can actually learn to swim? I can swim in a pool, but I struggle a lot in the sea.
There is someone called Swim Coach Core who does lessons off Bray Beach. There are a good few. I'll actually add some to my Instagram page today. But there are a good few people who are teaching swimming in the sea.
Okay. So that you this isn't just your swimming lessons. This is as in learning how to swim. This is actually swimming in the sea lessons we're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, so adjusting to the actual the switch up from the bouncing waves to the flat pool. Yeah.
Dungarvan and Waterford, also fantastic. The saunas in Glenmalure, is that right? Glenmalure, if I pronounced that correctly. Absolutely beautiful. A dip in the river and then the sauna, I'd recommend. Loch Talia in Galway, also fantastic for a swim. So close to the city. And the water is warm, this listener tells us. you've Galway, I think, on your list as well.
Yes, Inishbofin. Beautiful crystal clear waters and white sandy beaches. If you get off the ferry, I would suggest you go right. You follow the road, you will land on what looks like a tropical beach. I have never seen waters clearer. And then if you follow on, there's a trail the entire way around the island. When you get back to civilization, there is a hotel called the Dunmore Hotel. When I was going, everyone suggested I go there and get crab claws. They didn't disappoint.
Anywhere,
they were amazing.
Yeah, anywhere that has crab claws on the list is an absolute must. Texter is suggesting that you should check out the Swim Ireland website for the open water swimming programmes too, says this listener. And finally, Niamh, you can't put